Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Did you know that there is something called the criminal rate of interest? And no, your new mortgage rate does not exceed the criminal rate. I know that for sure, though it might feel like it these days. The current criminal rate was written into law back in 1980. And now, over 40 years later, the federal government is planning to lower it. There are some who welcome this move and others who have concerns about how it may impact certain consumers. We're going to hear two perspectives today from Jason Mullins, the CEO of Lender Go Easy, and Donna Borden, the leader of Acorn Canada, a group that advocates for low to moderate income people. Donna joins us now. Hello there.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
The federal government is planning to reduce the criminal rate effectively from, at this point, from 48% to 35%. What is your opinion of this plan?
I think it's great. We've been fighting for Acorn for over 10 years, more than 10 years, to lower the criminal interest rate. And we were pushing for 30, but 35 is great. It's better than what it has been. So we're happy with 35. We just hope that they push it through quick.
And why are you a supporter of this?
Well, I feel like now I think people are getting deeper and deeper into debt, taking these high interest loans out, and it seems like they can never pay it off. Mm. It seems unfair, like nobody seems to be able to get any further ahead on these loans. So I feel like it's just will save people a lot of money, and if they do need to go to these loans, they can still go to them, just that they'll save some money.
Mm. Credit Canada, as you probably know, is a nonprofit. We work with people who have a level of debt that they can't manage. And our view is that the change on the criminal rate is the wrong tool to fix a problem that you and I 100% would agree on. We'd agree on the problem.
Yeah.
I think we might differ in terms of the tools to address that. Things that we're so concerned about, the people not earning a living wage, a credit score that's unrepresentative of one's ability to repay, a lack of support on root causes of debt, like addiction and mental health and all that. And instead, it feels like this is a political move. It is a move to get some positive press. What do you think?
Well, the government is saying that it's been promising for years that they were going to do something with these predatory lenders. And they're saying that it's going to save over like $26 million a year. It'll save people money. Ultimately, what I'd like to see is an alternative.
Mm.
I'd like to see people, a government fund it where people can go to a bank or a nonprofit where they can go to take out small loans. Even maybe you might want to, Credit Canada might want to step up and, you know, provide this type of service, but the government to provide funding for people so that they can take on an alternative, because we all know that these companies, they charge just a certain rate. Even if it's 35, it's 35 for everyone. They don't lower it to 10 or 12 or 15. It's 35 for everyone. So how people build their credit is to lower it, you know, as they go along. Okay, I'll start off at 20 and now I've paid off this debt. So now I can go lower, 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 you know, as you know, because you work with people who are in debt. I went to Credit Canada myself to pay off my debt.
Yeah.
So, so I just feel like it's better than doing nothing at all.
But what we'll hear, I am sure, from Jason, I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure I will hear this, is he will say, we're a for-profit company. We can't make a profit at that lower interest rate. So we are going to be unable to extend credit to those who do not hit a certain credit score. And the concern that he will raise is that is going to leave them with very few alternatives other than a payday loan, which is an order of magnitude higher, a pawn shop, or an illegal alternative. What do you say to that?
Mm-hmm. Well, Easy Financial has been boasting, which is Jason Miller is the CEO of Easy Financial, they've been boasting that to their investors that there's a growth, a huge growth in their business in Quebec. And Quebec is one of the first provinces that lowered their APR to 35%. So he's boasting that they're doing better in Quebec now with the 35%. He also said, and it was apparently quoted in the Toronto Star, well, not apparently, it was quoted in Toronto Star, that even if the low probability that there was a change in the interest rate, that the business is in an excellent position to accommodate the lower overall rate cap. Like, I'm just reading what the quote was. So he might be saying that, but at the same point, he's saying, yeah, they can still have a successful business. It's proving in Quebec that his business is growing in Quebec. So obviously, he still has a successful business. They're still making a huge profit every year. So I don't know where he comes from that, like what what his reasoning behind
that. And I don't have those two statements at the ready, but I take your point on that front. Credit Canada did have a payday loan alternative. We tested it. Many credit unions have tried various products. And one of the key issues is the default rate. I talked to one credit union executive who said the default rate on their payday loan alternative was 50%. And it's a credit union. They're not trying to make money for a shareholder. They're trying to deliver returns for members. How would you address that?
That's why a lot of the banks are saying that they don't want to take out loans. That's that, like, to provide low income loans. That's why we're saying that the government should put some funding in there, maybe help people. Why are people going default? Like, you would know because you deal with, you see people. They don't have enough money coming in, or is that maybe they got in over their head? Like, how can we educate people and help people so that they don't go? But if the government funding brings in some money and with banks, and they make sure that tell people, look, we'll charge you this much interest, but we're only going to give you this much credit to slowly build people up, then maybe it can help them. With these loans, and I know that when I was at Credit Canada, I know my City Financial loan was through Credit Canada. When I asked how they calculate the interest, they didn't know. So there's a secret part to it that people don't know. So maybe educating people more, finding out how they calculate the interest, figure out how people, I don't really know much about the type of loans that they provided and the interest or anything, but I feel like 50% still isn't too bad, I think.
Yeah.
Could have been when a lot higher than 50%.
Sure. When you look at the payday loans, it's, it's provincially regulated, different, different structure, but it can be 200%, 300%. With these alternative lenders, they currently max out at 48. The proposal is to take it down to 35. The difference is not that vast. I'm not saying it's nothing, but it's not the difference between 48 and 7, which is where we would love to get borrowers back to. And what that would take is an increase in credit score and cash flow and all that. How do we do that as a country?
Well, we have to provide people with alternatives because people are not, they can't pay these loans off. Let's be realistic. I don't know how many people actually, and maybe Easy Financial, maybe he could come with a number, but they can't pay these loans off. Everyone at some point is going to go default unless they go to Credit Canada or some alternative to pay it off. So we have to help people build up the credit slowly. And if these companies want to help, then they should start offering lower interest rates to people and give them the better chance, a better chance of them not failing. Maybe better education. They should provide education, which ACRN pushed for too. We wanted them to provide people with information like on Credit Canada on alternative financial help that they could go to.
Certainly, we are a big believer in the role that government plays on some of these other dynamics that I've talked about in terms of addressing root causes like addiction, mental health, lack of financial literacy. There certainly isn't nearly enough of that going on. If you could snap your fingers and recommend interventions that really get at the heart of this issue, what would you say? What would you want?
I think that people need to have more choices, more government involvement as far as providing more funding for people, like more money so people can have alternatives. It's a good question.
The reason I asked the question is I think the change to the criminal rate is a red herring. I think it is something that the government will get some credit for. But when you really look into it, if someone is paying 48% and now they pay 35, that doesn't make much difference. What would make a profound difference is that they could earn a living wage. What would make a profound difference is if they had access to mental health supports, financial coaching, all those sorts of things. I think the government has their eye on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, St. Michael's Hospital has a wonderful program. And what they do is because, you know, the mental health, like stress, when someone doesn't have money to pay their bills and they have people coming after them, it causes a lot of emotional, it affects your health. There's some people that, like you said, they have drug and alcohol problems. And St. Michael's has stepped up in helping people and also providing them with information where they can go, because some people don't realize that they're entitled to certain credits through the income tax.
Yeah.
They don't realize that they're entitled to this, so they help them with that. So it's actually a good point that the government should be providing more resources like this. Like St. Michael's started it out, and I believe that University Health Network is starting something as well. Well, it'll help people. They provide them with the problems to deal with their depression and their drug and alcohol problems.
Yeah.
And then at the same point, they can help them get somebody, okay, you don't have money to pay your rent. You don't have money. You're in debt. You're in the payday lenders. This is what we're going to do. We're going to help you with this. This is where you can get some money. You're entitled to this. So, yeah, there's a lot that we can do, and certainly helping people with resources to get more finances is perfect. It needs to be done.
Donna, I appreciate you joining us today, and I appreciate your advocacy and providing a voice for people who often feel like they don't have one. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you,
Donna,
for listening.
Donna Borden is the leader of Acorn Canada, a group that advocates for low to moderate income people. And she was here to give her take on the federal government's plan to change the criminal rate of interest. Now, stay with us. Coming up later, financial educator Elise Fulmore will be here to talk about her book, Keeping Finance Personal. But first, we're going to continue our conversation on this plan on the criminal interest rate. Jason Mullins is our guest. He is with Go Easy, and obviously, he's got a very different take on the government's plans.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.